Hello there, friends. I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 652. Some 2021 good news. The truth is, we're bombarded with bad news. The media feeds on it and then feeds it to us. If there's a way to spin it to the dark side, people seem to find a way to do that. And as we round out this wild year called 2021, has there been any good news to cling to? Actually, yes. Let me share some with you. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments: to love God with all we've got, heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbor just like God loves us. Here we ask the question, what would it look like for Jesus to live a life of love through us? Hammerstein and Rogers gave us the classic song, My Favorite Things, and Julie Andrews made it famous. Here are just the opening lines. Raindrops on roses and whiskers on mittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. And it goes on and on, naming lots of favorite things, small little bitty things that bring joy. Of course, the point is for us to see and say the good around us, not to discount or dismiss the ugliness of life, but to say emphatically, the ugliness is not all there is. There is good too. And then as believers, to remember, the wrong shall fail, the right prevail, with peace on earth, goodwill to men, as the Christmas hymn proclaims. So give me about five minutes to slow down, give you a very positive scripture today, ask you a great question, to start to look around for some good news, to pray with you so that God can make it happen and you can love people better. As we end another very challenging year, I came across an article that got my attention. It's by Murray Ogati. It was titled, I'm Honestly Fed Up with All the Bad News, So I Illustrated 40 of the Best Ones from 2021. Let me just mention a few that will lift your spirits before we put a period on the close of this year. Number one, the Great Barrier Reef burst with new life as millions of coral babies are born, a very happy coral reef after three bleaching events in past years. Another one, amazing news from Kenya. No rhinos were lost to poaching in 2020, and there is an 11% increase in rhino numbers now. Another one, a Canadian company aims to plant 1 billion trees using drones that can shoot seed pods into the ground in remote areas. Also, great news, giant pandas are no longer an endangered species. The numbers are rebounding. And then there's this one, 20,000 pounds of plastic was taken out of the Pacific Ocean. How about this? Groundbreaking vaccine for malaria is approved. Now, malaria is the biggest cause of childhood illness and death in sub-Saharan Africa. How about another one? Every time a child is born in Wales, two trees are planted, one in Wales and one in Uganda. So far, 15 million trees have been planted. That's excellent. One more. Major study finds that the ozone layer is healing, and it's on pace for full recovery by 2050. Well, there's more that the author illustrated, but that gets you started. In all the bad news, there is good news, if we just open our eyes and ears to receive it. In the Message version of Philippians 4:8, Paul wrote, "Summing it all up, friends, I'd say you'll do your best by filling your minds and meditating on things true, noble, reputable, authentic, compelling, and gracious. The best, not the worst. The beautiful, not the ugly. Things to praise, not things to curse. Put into practice what you've learned from me, what you have heard and saw and realized. Do that, and God, who makes everything work together, will work you into his most excellent harmonies." Here's the great question. What good news wins can you name in this past year? Let's pray this prayer adapted from prayer.knowingjesus.com. Heavenly Father, keep me, I pray, from anxious thoughts. Help me to garrison my thought life on all that is commendable and good, and help me to keep the eyes of my heart fixed on Jesus. Help me to make a conscious choice to dwell on those things that are worthy of praise, knowing that the light of Christ and the darkness of all that is evil cannot abide together. I ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 653. In the meantime, here we go. Eyes scanning, ears listening, mind open. Can you sense the goodness all around you? It might be something small like a smile on a child's face, or something great like giant pandas who are living. But there really is some 2021 good news. Can you find it?